Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we go right now to the front lines of history in the making. A lot to talk about, as always. We're going to go to the Trump criminal charges, a new development. There is a reference in the indictments, in the charging documents, to co-conspirator number one. Co-conspirator number one. Co-conspirator number one is not identified. It is improbable that co-conspirator number one is Donald Trump himself, because he himself is referenced by name elsewhere in the indictments. And this isn't like the Michael Cohen charges that had co-conspirator number one, and it was Donald Trump. The question is, who is co-conspirator number one? There's increasing evidence that it may be Ivanka Trump. Some had thought Donald Trump Jr., and Donald Trump Jr. certainly has committed felonies, including obstruction by lying to the FBI about his conversations with the Russians before his father was president. He claimed he talked to them about adoptions. That was false. The CIA had transcripts. They had recordings of the conversations. Every conversation that comes out of the Russian embassy or with the Russian embassy in Washington is recorded by the CIA. Donald Trump Jr. apparently didn't know that. He said, I called the Russian embassy to talk about adoptions. Like he's going to adopt somebody. Well, he wasn't going to adopt anybody. So he lied to them. It's a felony. That should be prosecuted at some point. But co-conspirator number one increasingly looks like it's Ivanka Trump. Ivanka Trump. Now, why would it be Ivanka Trump? What would she have to do with financial skullduggery at the Trump Organization? And the answer is a lot, a lot. Here's one example. You will recall that she was retained as a, quote, consultant, end quote, to Donald Trump. And apparently, according to the allegations, received roughly $26 million. Now, let me tell you something. You don't hire your daughter, pretend to hire your daughter or son as a, quote, consultant, end quote, and somehow turn over a lot of money to them from your paycheck, then claim it's a business expense. I mean, you don't do it. What did Ivanka Trump? She was already employed by the company. She was an employee of the company. To simply say that she was also a consultant, and so we are going to funnel profits from the company to her as a, quote, consultant, without any specificity about what her duties are, what she's consulting on, what her expertise is plain wrong and can be illegal. I would not recommend that anybody listening to this do that. Somehow shield your income from taxes by simply transferring it to one of your kids. Call them a consultant. He'll be taxed as income at a much lower rate than you. And frankly, I'm assuming that she filed income taxes at all on it. We don't know. Maybe she did. If that happens, if Ivanka Trump is indicted, that puts enormous pressure on the family. It's one thing for Alan Weisselberg to flip. It's one thing for Alan Weisselberg to have to make a very terrible decision. Is he willing to go to jail for Donald Trump? Michael Cohen went to jail, and he didn't do it for Donald Trump. He did it initially for Donald Trump, and then when he gave evidence to try to get himself out of jail. It didn't work. It got him a lower jail sentence. It got him released for a period of time, and then they put him back in on a technicality, and the judge finally let him go. He was ruined. Alan Weisselberg is ruined. No one's going to hire him as an accountant anymore. Paul Manafort is ruined. Everybody around Donald Trump gets ruined. But in this case, it's his daughter. And I take no pleasure in this, by the way. You know, some people say, well, no, I don't. I don't take any pleasure at all. Somebody's daughter being in that position, even if she put herself in it, and even Trump being put in this position. So what happens? Does Ivanka Trump provide testimony against her father? That would be a terrible thing, quite frankly. From a, you know, I have a very strong sense of family, and I think that that would be an awful thing, but it may also be what occurs. I also don't think that the DA needs a lot more to indict Donald Trump. I mean, how many people around you have to get shot, basically, go to jail, get led away in handcuffs, get ruined? And Donald Trump signed some of these checks. So I think out of an abundance of caution, the DA is thinking, well, I need chapter and verse. I need somebody to connect the dots. I need somebody to say, he signed the check knowing that he did this. He told me to do this and so forth. Yeah, that would be helpful. That would be helpful, but it's not essential. You put the check in evidence. It's the guy's signature. You sign the check. He has a real dilemma. Most criminal defense lawyers would not put him on the stand. And here's a word out there. If you're ever accused of a crime and you think, oh, I'm going to go on the stand and BS my way through it, think again. Juries know everything, see everything, hear everything. 12 people, a lot smarter than any one person. The whole room is smarter than any individual in the room. And they can spot a phony and they can spot a liar a mile away. So most criminal defense lawyers would not put Donald Trump on the stand. They would just let him testify by his presence. You know, a former president, and you know, people are going to be reluctant to convict a former president. Whereas if he starts talking and they realize he's not telling the truth, then that makes it easier. But what would be really tough is if, say, Ivanka Trump was forced to testify against him to stay out of jail, protect her kids, that kind of thing. Then if Trump doesn't testify, that would be a momentous piece of evidence for the jury. The jury is told that in our criminal system, the accused has no obligation to testify. And they even go farther. The judge says, you may not hold it against him or consider in any way that he didn't testify, which I think, quite frankly, is going a little over the line. I mean, under the Fifth Amendment, you have the right against self-incrimination, but all this business about jury instructions to that degree of specificity is all judge-made law. But so be it. That is our system, and it's worked very, very well. But there is the dilemma. There's the dilemma for Donald Trump. There's the dilemma for his family. There is an unindicted co-conspirator one, number one, rattling around, and it ain't Mike Cohen, and it ain't Alan Weisselberg, and it ain't Donald Trump. And that really leaves Ivanka Trump and Don Jr. And in the context of this particular financial fraud indictment, it is almost certainly not Don Jr. He's done plenty of other bad things. He incited the January 6th insurrection. He lied about his contacts with the Russians, a lot of other stuff, but not this in all likelihood. That leaves Ivanka Trump. So stay tuned. This is going to be a terrible drama rolling out, unveiling. Terrible drama rolling out and unveiling. And if it comes down to her indictment, they're going to make an offer. You're going to get probation. You get a very light probationary period, but you have to give us testimony and truthful testimony. Let me tell you something else. If you're ever in this position, you almost certainly won't be. People listening to the show are good folks. Not going to be in this position. But if you ever are in that position, and you cooperate with the federal government, you have to tell the truth, and you have to be candid, and you have to tell the whole truth. If you hold anything back, if you're untruthful about any single fact, that can blow up the deal. Then they get everything. They got what testimony you did give them, and they'll go ahead and charge you anyway. So you have to have it in mind that if you cooperate with the federal government, you're going to be truthful. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. Candor. You know, go the extra mile. And that is very, very tough within a family context. So we'll see what happens. We have a new DA coming, elected in November, Alvin Bragg. Got 34% of the vote. He's not Cyrus Vance, but apparently he's very, very well qualified. And apparently he has the moxie to continue this investigation. And Cyrus Vance, the present DA, has teed it up very well. But the big drama that probably won't be unveiled until later the summer or the fall is what happens to co-conspirator, unindicted co-conspirator number one. Her name happens to be Ivanka Trump. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.